Welcome, everybody, to our day one of this Advent series.
Thank you so much for journeying with us through Advent. We are so glad that you're here. Today, we're going to share with you what you can expect over the Advent time and who are we. So first of all, what you can expect, Janelle.
So Monday to Friday, we'll be releasing short videos reflecting on the writings of Father Fernandez in the book In Conversation with God. I know some of you like to follow along with the readings, so you're more than welcome to find a copy of this. There's a whole series of them that journeys through the entire year, but this one is specifically for Advent.
So we'll share with you what stood out to us and why, and we also love for you to participate in that by commenting below what stands out to you in our reflections and why. We're also going to invite you to say the rosary every day with us, asking Our Lady's intercession to make this all more real and practical in our life.
Because Our Lady has asked us to pray a daily rosary.
Yeah, So we will do that. Now, before we get into today's reflection.
Who are we?
Who are we? Because maybe this is your first time journeying with us. Well, hey, this is my best friend. Her name is Janelle. We've been married
13 years.
13 years, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
And we have nine
children?
Not yet. This is a rough video.
We have seven children. We just had a baby 5 months ago. So we have a five-month-old, and our daughter is actually turning 12. Our oldest daughter is turning 12 today.
Why did I say nine?
I don't know. The next is going to be twins.
And we're a homeschooling family, and we've been doing YouTube videos full-time this way since, I guess, COVID, and we will just continue serving people this way. So for those of you who are regular watchers, thank you so much for journeying with us. Today, we share with you what stood out to us and why, Janelle.
If we are aware that our sight is clouded and that we don't see clearly the radiance emanating from Bethlehem, from the infant Jesus, it is time to rid ourselves of whatever impairs our vision. Now is the time for a specially good examination of conscience and for a thorough interior purification, which will befit us to receive and to welcome that expected guest who is God. I think that's so important, because often, so many of us, and I know I've totally fallen into this, is that we celebrate Christmas before Christmas. And I think we forget that Advent is actually a penitential time. It's almost like another Lent, where we need to make sacrifice, do penance, and prepare ourselves for Jesus' arrival. So one of the things that we can do is to prepare our souls. That's the most important, is to prepare our souls in the means of doing an examination of conscience, getting ourselves to confession, frequenting the sacraments, you know, even getting to adoration, doing a few extra spiritual good things so that we're ready. Since God is coming to us, we have to get ready for Him to prepare ourselves. When Christmas arrives, our Lord should find us with everything in order, and our soul fit to receive Him, just as He ought to find us in our final encounter with Him.
I think about, Janelle, how we enjoy having people over to our place.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love hosting. It's like the best.
You
ever
have a gift of hospitality, and I'm growing in it. But when we have people over, what do before they come?
Clean the house.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes it's a mad clean and we're getting everything in
Everybody's
order.
Everybody's got a rag in their hand.
Everyone has a duty and a job. And it's nice to get the house cleaned. But what I think about this is that it really honors the people who come over. Because we want our company to feel comfortable in our place and welcomed and valued. If we're bringing people over and we welcome them in and it's just a big pigsty, in one sense, it's not very honoring to them. And so I want to honor the people who come over. Now, who is coming not to our house, but to our hearts? Jesus Christ is going to come to our hearts on the Feast of the Nativity. And what is He coming into? Is He coming into a pigsty? Well, if we just let our house go and we don't give any attention to putting things in order, that's what it becomes, because there's seven little kids here. Things naturally don't all of a sudden fall into place. It needs attention. It needs a plan. Janelle has a rule of life for our family. It's organized. We have a schedule. And when we do that schedule and we have the cleanings, things are clean and in order. But we don't follow that, things fall out of place. Advent is a time to get clean to put things in order. Mm-hmm. As though we are going to come to the end of our life. Father Fernandez is reminding us of the mortality of our life. Mm-hmm. We're going to die one day. And if we knew that day exactly, would not we prepare? Would not we get our souls ready? Mm-hmm. Or would we let our souls stink like a pig pen? And Jesus Christ wants to reveal to us, I think, a special grace this Christmas. And so let us prepare to receive that.
So make a plan. Mm-hmm. Get ready. Starting.
And the part of your plan is maybe just tune in this way. These meditations are useful because it takes our mind off the world and it places them upon Jesus. Hopefully we're not having you put your mind upon the world, but we want to focus in on Jesus, mm-hmm. so that we live a holy life and getting ready for that grace.
Mm-hmm. I just want to mention that actually whenever Ken and I do these online retreats, whether it's for Advent or Lent, it always helps me to come to a better place in my spiritual life. Because I am meditating upon these readings and it really helps me to prepare myself. Mm-hmm. So thank you. To maintain this state of alertness, we need to struggle, for we all have a tendency to live with our eyes fixed on the things of the earth. Especially during this time of Advent, let us not forget that our hearts are darkened by gluttony and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so lose sight of the supernatural dimension which every action of ours should have as its milieu. How do you like that last word? Milieu.
Could you say it differently? Yes, okay. Than me? I was saying milieu.
You say it like a question.
Questioning what it means.
It means the location. Okay. It's a French word for the word location.
I find this quote great because Father Fernandez is reminding us to stay away from the world during this time. It's funny because we've commercialized Christmas. Mm-hmm. And with that comes a total stripping of the spiritual significance of it. So Father Fernandez is saying, stay away from drunkenness. Mm-hmm. Stay away from gluttony. But what do? Leading up to Christmas, we go to all these Christmas parties and we turn into drunkards.
Shortbread cookies.
And we turn into gluttons. We feast before the feast day. Yeah. And it's okay to go to Christmas parties and those things like that. But we have to remember that this is a time of preparation.
When you were talking about the rule of life, like we're happy. We're happy when things are in order.
Oh my. And when things aren't in order, things go a little chaotic in our home.
I don't do well. Honestly, when things aren't organized and orderly and people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
But isn't that like our soul? Mm-hmm. When our soul isn't in order, mm-hmm. we're not happy. I mean, we always talk about this happy life, the pursuit of happiness. It's kind of funny because you have to pursue holiness and then happiness or joy is going to happen. But it's only going to happen when our soul's in right order. This is a penitential time where Jesus invites us to put our soul in order for the joy of Christmas. So friends, share with us what stood out to you below in the comments, and pray the rosary along with us right up here. And we'll see you tomorrow.